Hello, everyone. This is Frank Gray, and we're giving Phil Henry the day off as Margaret sings festive favorites.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. A jingle bell swing, jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing, Frank.
Okay, look, Dickman. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
I'm telling you, Frank.
Hold on, hold, Dickman. She goes blowing. I'll do it. Man, you are messing up bad. It's not that funny. It's no longer funny. You're messing up bad.
Yeah, and it's no longer funny. Mess a bed.
Mess a bed? You just said you mess a bed.
No, I did. I said mess up bad.
Look, look, Bud. I'll cut through all of the horse manure. Don't go ooh-hoo-hoo when you hear me sing things like snow's blowing. We all know that you have a mental deficiency that is truly unnamed. It is undefined. No one knows where it's from. No one knows where it's going. But I know where you're going. If I see you laughing at things like that again, you're going to the shed out there where they usually slaughter steer.
Oh, my God.
That's right. You heard the electric carving knife reference.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. He doesn't mean that, Dickman, okay?
God damn.
He doesn't mean... My wife, understandably, is upset. We're trying to do the Christmas festivity.
No, we're doing a Christmas festive song.
Where's General Shaw?
He said he's late. Stuck in traffic. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he said he's late. He's stuck in traffic. And there was a pileup, and there was a jackknife trailer tractor.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, look, let's just sing the song. And, Bud, do yourself a big favor and keep your mouth shut. That's S-H-U-T, or it will be S-H-O-T-O-F-F.
Oh, my God!
That's right.
All right, now we don't need to threaten the imbecile. Here's Margaret Gray, my wife, with the festivities of the season.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing, jingle bell ring. Snowing and blowing up, but don't do it up, bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Yeah! Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing and skipping about. And waving scented handkerchiefs. What a bright time! It's the right time to skip and mince about.
Margaret,
hold on, Frank. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding and swishing on. Fuck it.
Well, Margaret.
Wait, there's John.
Mr. Jerryman's here.
John, how are you?
Margaret, hello, Frank. I'm so glad I made it.
That is John Jerryman.
And look who I brought with me here.
Hello, everyone. It's General Shaw. You got the show going without me, huh?
Well, we had to.
Yeah.
Well, Margaret, I'm glad I'm here to help you through this and also to keep Dickman in line.
Well, nothing is going to keep him in line, but thank you so much. John Jerryman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
And General Galen Shaw is here. And it's great to see her and everybody.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Frank.
Oh, let me start singing this song. This is
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, bell. Jingle around your clock. Just a little joke.
Yeah. Mix and mingle and jingle and swing. And it jingles and it tingles. Oh, God, it tingles real good.
Very good.
There is Margaret Gray, my wife, a very suggestive...
Frank, I didn't...
Hold on, hold on. I'm the host. I'm the MC. There's Margaret Gray, my wife, and he's singing here with John Jerryman, and she's in from Philadelphia on this festive occasion of the singing of the Christmas songs. I only say suggestive in that you were at the very end there swinging your hips and going jingle, wingle, swingle. There was no...
Yeah, there's no denying what was intended, you know. You know?
What did I tell you?
Wait.
Hold on, Margaret, hold on. Dickman.
Sorry, you know.
Damn, why don't you just shut up, man? You should not have any commentary rights.
You know, that's not a bad idea, Dickman. Keep the trap shut. The trap? Under the nose, that one?
Yeah.
Shut it.
Yeah, but shut it!
All right, so that was a lovely song. What would you... And John, great to see you.
Well, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I knew that you were due for the festive singing thing that Margaret... I don't know, is there a name for it?
What do you mean, is there a name for it? It's Margaret Sings the Christmas...
Yeah, Margaret Sings the Christmas Hits.
And where's Mr. Henry?
Mr. Henry is taking the... Not the week, is...
I don't know. Phil called in and said that he was knee-deep in work. I don't know what that meant.
Yeah, knee-deep. Probably on his knees.
You know what? I'm going to belt her. Hold on. Now, listen.
Yeah, well, you just went, hold on.
I'm telling you, hold on, Frank. Now, you listen to me, Dickman. The next thing that comes out of your mouth better be in keeping with the spirit of this show, or you'll get kicked out onto the freeway out there.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get kicked onto the freeway.
That's very good. Thank you very much, General. And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the fantastic classics of all time. When we think of Christmas, do we dare not think of Little Drummer Boy? With John Jerryman. John, do the honors.
Thank you, Margaret. Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Kill it, kill it. All right, what did I tell you?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Yeah.
Oof.
How's that feel?
That's dirty poo.
Now, you were saying. Now, you were saying. Yes, I was attempting to sing Very Lovely Little Drummer Boy. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
John Jerryman, ladies and gentlemen.
A newborn king to see, his name is pa-rum-pum-pum.
Improvisational lyrics.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum. To lay before our king, I hope you like to scuba dive to the tube and the wetsuit.
So to honor him, pa-rum-pum-pum. When we come to the wet shop, rum-pum-pum.
Little baby perusing the items in the surf shop. That kid put on that shirt and that wasn't no chop. He looked real good in the floral print, yes he did. Looked pretty good for a surfing kid. It looked like a kid.
Shall I play for you, rum-pum-pum, on my drum?
Absolutely lovely, Margaret. Mary nodded. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. The ox and the lamb were tone deaf to hoo-woo-woo. So they didn't mind when the kids started hammering on
stools and cowbells and other stuff hanging around on a rung.
Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
The cop smiled at me and my drum. I heard another song was about a cop. It's not really.
It's improv. If I gotta say improvisational lyric one more time...
All right, okay, fine. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have Margaret Gray, and we have John Jerryman, and a bunch of other... I say it with great affection. A bunch of other chowderheads singing, you know, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum-ba-dum-bum, and all that.
Well, these are traditional Frank... these are traditional Frank songs. Not traditional...
What do you mean traditional Frank songs? These are traditional Christmas songs. And, you know, Margaret, it's so charming to know that you still have the same sort of demented view of life that you had all those years ago as we were doing musical theater there in Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley. We'll take a break right now on this Christmas holiday pageantry special of music and music, and, you know.
Right. Good one, Frank. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Margaret Gray and Friends.
That's it. That's what I forgot what it was called, that one.
Hey, folks, this is Dr. Jim Sadler. Listen, they're only going to give me a couple of minutes to tell you about the world-famous Phil Henry Show website and all the wonderful things you can get if you become a subscriber. I say they're only going to give me a couple of minutes, not because they're ashamed of the website, but they don't like the way I butcher it alive every time I talk about it.
It's not that you butcher it alive, doctor. It's that no one can understand anything you say.
Oh. But they can understand you.
I think that
they can understand you with a thick South American accent. Jesus H.
We'd like you to get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. You can become a subscriber by simply going to the website, signing up for a month or for a year. It's very cost-effective, and as we all like to say,
it's the best value online.
Other than porn.
The
world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Go get a handful of it.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to this Margaret Gray Christmas on special as Ms. Gray sings the hits of the season. I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Kevin Shaw. Here's Margaret.
Thank you. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. John?
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird.
Yeah.
Who sings a love song as we go along?
Walking in a winter wonderland, we'll go prancing out into the meadow, prancing and dancing through the snow.
We'll build a snowman named Parson Brown. Actually, he'll be the one who marries me to it.
Later on, we'll conspire with certain members of the militia and think of a way to blow up some places where there are munitions and we can, you know.
What the hell are you people singing? Turn it off.
I'm doing improvisation.
Look at Margaret, I'm getting sick of the improvisational lyrics when they stray off into weird land.
Hey, who is this asshole anyway?
My name is General Galen Shaw, sir, and I'm a part of this show.
Well, I'm John Jerryman, and I say we sing the improvisational lyric.
But now let's just do it the way the general says, because he does kind of represent Phil.
I represent Phil in all manners having to do with the Phil Henry Show.
You what? Excuse me, General. I've been around here a lot longer than you. I was on this show, General, when you were still in the Army, smoking Lucky Strikes in the crapper and asking people if they knew where the funny pages were.
What the hell?
You know what I mean. Where's my husband, by the way?
I'm right here, okay? Let's just... Come on, General.
Whatever.
My wife, Margaret. It's Winterland. Sleigh bells ring. I'm not Margaret.
John Jerryman.
Are you listening? In the lane. The lane now, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Although tomorrow night, who knows, walking in a winter wonderland. Margaret?
Thank you, John. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a nude bird, huh?
God damn.
Who's it?
Hey, watch it.
Walking in a winter.
Get him out of here. How'd he get back here?
I crawled back from the freeway.
Barely crawled back in from the freeway.
He's Parson Brown. Yes, that's right, a snowman. That's about all the parson's worth.
Later on, we'll conspire.
Now watch it.
As we, don't worry about it, homeboy, as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made and the future of this country in the hands of a...
Would you knock it off? Kill the music. Kill it. No, I don't want to kill... I don't want to ruin this song. Kill it. Now, what's the story?
You guys with your improvisational lyrics.
That was me doing an improvisational moment.
Well, then why did you kill the... Why did you stop singing?
I didn't. You're the one that stopped the music.
You stopped the music, Miss Gray. You didn't go with the moment.
I was going with the moment, and you didn't. You messed up, not...
Oh, go ahead. Go with the moment.
Oh. And we can face the parson when he's in town. And then we'll have fun with the snowman. Da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. Sleigh bells.
I'll do it. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? in the lane. His beard is glistening. The
Jesus H. Christ.
A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight in your winter wonderland. Walking and talking wonderland.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
That's fantastic. That's my wife, Margaret, and he's singing along with John German, walking and talking and squatting, I would imagine. That sounds vulgar.
Walking in a winter wonderland, I think, is fine.
But you know, hold on for a minute, John, if you don't mind me interrupting.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about improvisational lyrics. Now you're getting to it.
Yeah, I like to hear about that.
But first, I want to know how it is, Dickman, you crawled. I kicked you right out onto that freeway, which is at least a couple of hundred yards. Are you telling me? And I heard two cars hit you. Am I right or am I wrong about that?
You're right.
Then you crawled 200 yards. Did you walk at all?
No, I crawled.
You crawled the 200 yards back here into the studio?
Yeah.
And why are you laughing?
Because it's kind of amusing when you think about it, you know.
Oh, it's funny, all right. The part where you got kicked onto the freeway was a riot. You crawling back here killed the joke.
Well, I'm here, so you might as well deal with it. I'm Bud Dickman, and you got to deal with it.
Jesus H., Bud.
Yeah, you know what? You are a badass, man. That's right, I am the badass.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, badass. Check this out. Now, you want to know what?
Well, I want to know about the improvisational lyric, Frank. Yeah, I think a lot of people want to know. Now, I heard you referencing militias and violence.
Well, the lyrics lend themselves. They say, later on, we'll conspire. Back when they wrote that song, obviously, they didn't have any notion that there would be such turbulent times as we have now in America. On the other hand, Parson Brown being a snowman, you can't just let that go. So you have to comment on a snowman being anthropomorphic and naturally the thoughts and the feelings and yes, because my mind is in the gutter. You know, can I be very, very honest here?
This is a Christmas show.
All right. Never mind. No, please. I want, you know, might as well be honest, Margaret. That's what we pride ourselves on.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I just want to say that my mind... And Margaret, I respect you and love you, and my audience and my fans down through the years, but my mind is in a sewer all the time. So when you ask me about improvisation lyrics, my mind immediately goes to the sewer. Why is everybody singing that out these days?
I don't know. You know, John, you disappoint me.
Oh, I know. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. I know. I come all the way here from Philadelphia. Well, no one is knocking you for that, but the fact that you're... coming in here and...
Yeah, the fact, first of all, you're doing what everybody else does. You sing out that word to emphasize it. I know your mind's in the sewer. I performed with you all those years ago as a young ingenue, you know?
Yes, Margaret, I know all about your years as an ingenue and how you were off stage as Julie Andrews sang What Else Do the Little Folk Do or whatever the hell.
The Simple Folk.
Right. I thought that's what got me fired.
John was also an understudy in Camelot. And when Julie Andrews sang, What Else Do the Simple Folk Do?, John heard, What Else Do the Little Folk Do?, and he immediately began skipping about backstage and going, get me, I'm one of the little people.
Yes, and Richard Burton had me fired.
Richard Burton had him fired.
God, you're kidding me or something.
You gotta be, so that you had Richard, wow. Richard Burton, well, you know what, that's almost a feather in your cap that Richard Burton fired you. Well, Richard Burton didn't fire me, but he had me fired simply because I thought, what kind of an idiotic song is this? What do the little folk do? What's that got to do with anything? And so I began going, yip-de-dip-de-doo, you know, and I turned up the shoes, the ends of my shoes to look like elf shoes. It was one of the worst memories of my life, so I don't think you people should be here celebrating it.
Well, we're proud of you.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, John, you have to think, ah, damn, Richard Burton had me fired. I'm Frank...
You're Frank Gray.
I'm Frank Gray, yeah. If she had me fired... Well, all right, let's talk about that. If Richard Burton had you fired, would you be proud of that? If she had me fired, of course. I'd be very proud of the fact, Rich Bright say, Richard Burton had me fired. She had me fired. And she was married to one of the most beautiful women in the world, and his name was Langdon...
Langdon?
Oh, Elizabeth...
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Taylor.
And what about me, Frank?
You are the most beautiful woman in my world. But
not in the world?
Yes, in the world, too.
Yeah, it keeps you on a short leash.
Hey, Dickman, you want to know what a short leash looks like tied around your throat and the other end to a tree limb? Oh, my God! A lynching!
Yeah, see? You'd lynch me.
Oh, shut up. Mr. Gray, that's wrong. Dead wrong. All right, I'm sorry.
Well, don't start bawling, Frank, just because you think like an idiot.
I think it's time we do another Christmas song, don't you, Margaret?
I'll handle the... Yes, but let me roll it out.
Margaret should roll it out. All right, go ahead.
Time now for another Christmas song. Oh, my God.
Christ on a Cry. This is a great one. Please watch your references to the everlasting Lord, all, you know. Okay, whatever you say, Mr. Holy. All right. I told you I'm a degenerate. It doesn't mean that I have to sing about it in the beautiful, beautiful music that we're singing here tonight.
When's the song start?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again, glistening everywhere I turn. As I look at myself in the mirror.
Get out of here.
What's he laughing at?
He's talking about his face glistening on Christmas Eve.
It's a disgusting memory. Oh, my God. Don't tell me what... Holy Jesus.
Get out of me. You talk about, you know...
Don't say it, Butter. You'll die. You've already been kicked onto a freeway. Where were we? Start this piece of you-know-what again.
I'm sorry, Margaret, but the improvisational lyrics...
I understand. You'd have to bring up those times when you were a starving student.
Jesus. You people, I don't know where you were before you got here, but I don't want to know where it was.
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. And now here's my wife, Margaret, to sing. It's beginning. It looks like Christmas. I just shortened it up to that.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again.
I heard that.
With kit.
Come on.
That'll glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I heard that.
Ooh. Caught him good.
God damn, Margaret.
My nose. My nose is busted.
Now, let me look at that, man. It's not even bleeding.
Re-rack this piece of...
Margaret, I don't like the language you use.
Frank, I don't like the way you talk with the he-she, but I put up with it. Why? Because you bring home the bacon. You come through, Frank, day in and day out. Week in and week out. Money. That's what you're good for, Frank, and I love you for it.
Thank you. Let me see the young man's nose. Christ almighty.
Yeah, but keep it in there to be the new.
I can't understand a thing you're saying.
Hold on. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Frank.
Everywhere you go. John, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again, bud.
With candy canes and silver lanes that glow. General.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Robert.
Toys in every store, bud.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front of your...
It says door, bud. Sing it like that.
Oh, sorry.
General?
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots and...
Better zip up.
Turn the fuck... What are you doing?
I'm laughing. I'm not supposed to laugh. I can't even laugh?
Not at vulgarities. No. All right, let's try this again. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. Like Christmas.
What's your problem?
Everywhere you go. You're flattered. That's what my problem is. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel. One in the park as well.
right next to where I sleep 5 nights a week. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
May I have this dance?
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah. Go, man, go. Margaret?
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Miss Gray?
Okay, bud, I'll dance with you. You stepped on my...
A lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is when it says you're allowed to be in the store without a mask on.
What an asshole. Well, I...
Very relevant.
Don't you think that that's...
No. No, I don't.
The Margaret Gray Christmas Special. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Gloria Grover, wishing all of you the very best of the holiday. And that would be, what holiday?
It's Christmas, Mother.
Oh, yes. And also, we hope you get a subscription to the Phil Henry website. If you do, then you're some kind of really special person, because you'll have access to the largest online volume of audio comedy, radio comedy, netcasts, webcasts, weirdisms of every stripe and every degree. Stuff that, man, I'm telling you, it's like this stuff came from Mars.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Everett Berryman, head of technical assignments for the Phil Henry Show, encouraging you to get a backstage pass. You can get it for a month, or you can get one for a year. It's the best value online, really, other than porn.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Margaret Gray Christmas Special.
And this is one that is an upbeat song that we'll finish on.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
And since we've no place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some meat for...
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you saying?
Well, keep singing, for Christ's sake. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You brought some meat for what?
I brought some meat for beating. And you're gonna have a few...
And there's gonna be a beatdown.
Wait a minute. Start the goddamn thing all over again. I don't like that language. Well, then don't screw up. I brought some meat for beating. He said it, I didn't. He said it, I didn't.
All right, boys, do you want to stop paddling it for 5 seconds? Bud, you do it.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. I got it, don't worry. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I'm Bud Dickman. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. Hey, and I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Yeah, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we
wait a minute. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the snow. But if you really hold me tight, then I won't go out in the snow, cause I can't.
And I'll do it. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so,
let it snow, and snow. Bud Dickman on flute.
Yeah, you wish I was on a flute. You wish I was on your flute.
You know what? You know, I'm just gonna kill you and say I don't know what happened to you.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
Snorm?
I didn't say snorm, did I?
All right. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying. And my dear, we're still goodbying.
As long as you love me so,
let it snow,
There's no...
Oh, aren't you cool?
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray. Thank you for joining us for our holiday special.
Now, who is this? This is a very interesting...
There's a group doing Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Why, but that's hardly Christmas music.
You know what, John? Just go with it, all right? Because
it's not going to get any better than it's been here tonight, John.
My God.
I'd like to thank my special guest, John Jerryman, for stopping by and singing some of the festive songs of the day. Who picked this song to end the show? God.
I thought it was festive.
Festive.
What the hell is this spank action?